What follows is an association address given by Helen Spangler, a teacher of Christian Science. The title of the address is God, the Synonyms of God, Man's Relationship to God. It was Mrs. Spangler's association address of 1959. In Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, we find this definition of God, quote, the great I am, the all-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, all-wise, all-loving, and eternal, principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, love, all substance, intelligence. Close quote. This will open our thought today to a larger inpouring of what the letter of Paul to the Hebrews calls, quote, the power of an endless life. Close quote. Everyone knows that he is living, that he is alive. Only the Christian Scientist is aware that he is living a life unseen to the material senses, a life that expresses spiritual power, a life which is endless. Without the understanding of Christian Science, mortals believe they live in perishable matter, and that after an incident called death, they are transformed into eternal beings. God is eternal life. Man, as his manifestation, must express this eternal life, must express eternal health, must express eternal perfection. With the light of Christian Science, we know that we are spiritual beings now, that we have always been and will always be spiritual and eternal. Our revered leader writes, quote, the great spiritual fact must be brought out that man is, not shall be, perfect and immortal. Close quote. This is indeed a great spiritual fact, and it must be brought out by consciously knowing this fact and demonstrating it here and now. We hear, not because of material ears, but because we reflect the all-hearing mind. God did not make man and give him eyes, ears, and speech. They constitute his real being. They are faculties of divine mind, man's mind, the only mind. If you feel that you do not remember, just know that consciousness includes all. It is natural to see, to hear, to digest. Man, never born and never dying, is like the eternal noon, a state of security always existing at the zenith of being. Mind is action, a law of God, a law always in operation just where you are, to solve every problem. Soul, mind, is so sure of its infinity, of its infinite bounty, that it is never confused, emotional, distressed, or tense, but is complete, secure, and satisfied. Mrs. Eddy tells us this, quote, "Knowing that soul and its attributes were forever manifested through man, the Master healed the sick, gave sight to the blind, hearing to the deaf, feet to the lame, thus bringing to light the scientific action of the divine mind on human minds and bodies, and giving a better understanding of soul and salvation." Close quote. We have gathered here today for further unfoldment of immortality, for a renewal, a revival in the power of an endless life. The words spoken shall be words of truth, and they shall cut through mesmeric dullness and awaken thought to spiritual facts. The purpose of an association meeting is to demesmerize our own thought, and this is done by the statement and understanding of the living Word of God. The continuing restatement of truth, which of itself is true consciousness, should demesmerize and free thought from its belief in mortality and death, and plant us more firmly in our immortality, our demonstration of the power of an endless life. God is the only life, and that life is eternal. Since He is our God, He is our life. All the life you think you have lived in matter is not life at all. It is only a dream. You have been living in immortality. You have been experiencing, in God's sight, an endless life in Him. Do not regard yourself as a mortal calling on Christ, truth, for help. But know yourself now as a living exponent of Christ, as the expression of the power of an endless life. Jesus demonstrated that the spiritual fact was the thing at hand, and that it was to be seen and utilized in the most human experiences, such as feeding the 5,000, finding the tax money in the fish's mouth, healing the sick. We must see that the human experience and the spiritual fact is the only thing. When I began the study of Christian Science, I wondered why Mrs. Eddy gave us a lesson twice a year on ancient and modern necromancy, alias mesmerism and hypnotism denounced, for I felt certain that I had never been hypnotized. Now, I feel that I am just becoming dehypnotized. Today, we are experiencing so-called mental warfare. It is the same mortal mind, the Antichrist, endeavoring to destroy all religion and civilization and place the world under a godless dictatorship. I shall read a letter from our beloved leader, Mary Baker Eddy. Quote, "There is a great struggle before us, and it is for life. The true science, divine science, will be lost sight of unless we arouse ourselves. The demonstration to make matter build up is not science. Now, the cause must be saved, and I pray God to be spared for this work. If there is not work to be done in the line of spirit, not matter, or overcoming the material way, and if I were not here to still stand, the Romanists and spiritualists would wipe every Christian Scientist out. Now you see what we have to do for the world, to be a transparency for spirit. Mrs. Eddy's quote continues, "Things must turn and overturn until he whose right it is shall reign." That is the work, what this science means. And so get out of a sense of apathy. The drunkenness produced by belief in wine is not to be compared with the drunkenness in thought, mental darkness. Quote, "Drunken, but not with wine," close quote. Isaiah 51:21. Mrs. Eddy's quote continues, "There is a time to do everything, a time to speak to students, a time to speak to the world, and we must have wisdom and know when to speak and act. Jesus said, quote, 'Can ye not discern the signs of the times?'" Close quote. He also said, quote, "Watch and pray." Close quote. The watching comes first. You must watch the enemy before it comes and strikes. Destroy it before it approaches. Now you watch. Be always on duty, on guard. If you do not feel the danger and go right on as though everything was all right, declaring you are all right when seemingly you are all wrong, you will not be watching with God. That's the end of Mrs. Eddy's quote. Our leader writes, quote, "To understand that mind is infinite, not bounded by corporeality, not dependent upon ear and eye for sound or sight, nor upon muscles and bones for locomotion, is a step towards the mind science by which we discern man's nature and existence. This true conception of being destroys the belief of spiritualism at its very inception. For without the concession of material personalities, called spirits, spiritualism has no basis upon which to build." Close quote. Admitting life and intelligence in matter admits matter as a mediumship between God and man, a separation from God, admits that matter creates and controls man. The very first step in a Christian Science treatment is to handle the belief of spiritualism, to deny matter, to deny that man is encased in a material body, that there is life and sensation in matter, that matter can be sick and suffer. Mortal mind alone sins and suffers. Man is immortal and cannot be in matter or be made manifest as matter or through matter. That which appears as disease, limitation, overaction, or inaction are illusions of material sense. Animal magnetism, spiritualism. They have nothing to do with the real and eternal substance and are never any part of man or of his experience. If we admit them as real, we are worshiping other gods and are breaking every commandment. That which I accept as error, war, pestilence, destruction, is a mesmeric, projected belief from evil. the very evil which Jesus pronounced a liar and the father of lies. The only patient we ever have is a sick belief or ignorance of God. The healing is my awakening to the perfect man of God's creating.